going on?
Yeah, I saw my friend online lining up for coffee. Jason, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tony?
Tell us a little bit about who you are and your connections with Kiro.
Oh, well, I was born and raised here.
You're the one person that was born and raised and is still
born
here?
Born and raised right here.
Wow, they told me there was one person who was born and raised and is
and
still
here. And I'm still here.
Good for you, man.
I won't go away.
Oh, good for you.
I think some people might want me to go away, but I don't go away.
Okay, so now you're a local businessman.
Yes, I am. I have Watts Oil.
Yeah.
And I have a local hog farm.
A hog farm, too?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
What's the name of
so
the hog farm?
So we can have fresh...
The hog farm's on Rockmere Farm.
Cool.
My dad and I had it when, since I was a kid, and I keep it going.
Right. So how big a business is that for you?
The hog farm's probably a third of my income.
Wow.
You know, the town's not a very big town, so you've got to supplement your income one way or the other.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's got to hustle.
You know, you can't just make a buck doing one thing.
No.
Most people around here got 2-3 jobs, you know.
At least.
So, how many hogs would you have on your farm? On average,
I have about 11 sows.
Wow.
And 2 boars.
Right.
And I get 2.5 liters a year out of each sow.
Right.
And they're anywhere between 8 to 16 each time.
Selling them locally.
Most of them are still locally, but unfortunately right now the town is trying to act as the Board of Health. And they're trying to shut me down. It's been farmland for 200 years.
Right.
And the town of Kiro is actually trying to shut it down.
You're the farm next to the Ostrander
non-recusal
issue that was in the paper this week?
He won't recuse himself from the board, and he wants to vote
on it. Doug Ostrander, who is your neighbor... who has started this issue with you and your pig farm, and he's on the board, and he won't recuse himself from the vote.
What, does he want your land?
Yeah, he sued me privately, and now he's coming to try... Now he's trying to use his power as a board. They've made a law... The town board has made a law that was specifically pointed towards me, and then they couldn't do anything, and their town officials... Stacy Sprague, and the code enforcement came out and told them his farm is legal, everything about it's nice. Cornell Cooperative Extension's been there, said that they had a paper bag over top of his head. He couldn't tell you what kind of farm he was on, and he just doesn't like the fact that there's pigs there. And I'm sorry, but it's farmland, and he knew it was farmland before he bought that land.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what happens, you know.
How long did it take him to get to the board after buying?
Well, he's been on the board, and he went on the board for reason. You know, he wanted the zoning to go through, and that affected a lot of people in the town. And you know, I'll be quite honest. Now I'm running for town, wanting to be a town official, because
yeah,
they told me if you don't like what's going on, then you need to do it yourself.
Sure.
So I'm going to give it a chance in this 26th. Republican caucus is on June 26th, and
is this your announcement of
my announcement? Yes, first time ever trying to be a politician besides a hog farmer and an oil man.
So what's the next steps with the court case?
Well,
is it going to hold off for a minute? Or
well, the court case is postponed right now. I got my sound agricultural practice, and the town of Kiro will be Monday. And I'm really not sure what's going to happen. He's asked to recuse himself, but he
seems
might not.
Like he should. But he got they got an opinion from Robert Friedman, the Committee of Open Government, who said the law was unclear about whether he should recuse
himself.
Yes,
he can sit there if he would like. It may not be ethical, but he can sit there and...
It's completely unethical.
It seems like someone should recuse himself if they're the neighbor... on an issue.
Especially with a lawsuit with monetary value coming towards them, one way or the other.
Yeah, it's a conflict of interest.
He has a lawsuit as well as not just being a neighbor, you're saying.
So
that's two reasons to recuse, it seems like. There's a long story in the Daily Mail this week that explains all this if you're listening at home and wondering more about this. So what did you think of the story in the paper? Did it get it right?
I thought the paper was very fair. it couldn't be any more fair. You know, they listened to my side and they listened to his side. And, you know, I was down at a town board meeting. I didn't normally I go to every town board meeting and I don't see anybody there. And this time, everybody come in, all of his friends. And I felt like I was in a locker room full of bullies. I was like, holy cow. And it was the first time a board had asked the room to be cleared because they were out of control.
And I've seen some out of control Cairo town board meetings before. So this
but have you ever seen any get asked to clear the room?
No, I have not.
And then the police arrive?
It must have really been crazy.
Yeah, and then the police are requested to be at this next town board meeting. So.
Wow. And who are his droogies, his hooligans?
I don't really know him. I mean, Robert Snyder is our board.
Are these old Cairo families?
You know what? Some, I didn't recognize some of them. Some of them were. Some of them was like the old principal of the school was there. I didn't recognize a lot of them, except for the ones that were actually in the lawsuit against me and their family members.
And how do you think the town supervisor, Dan Benoit, handled this? He seemed in the story to, seemed like he implied that he should recuse himself, but he didn't like take a firm stand or something.
It's up to Doug whether he wants to recuse himself. And Dan Joyce, too. I mean, they both openly spoke against my farm. You know, Dan put it in the paper and in the letter in the editor about it. So, you know, he's already got an opinion made. You shouldn't be making judgment on somebody if you already got an opinion. So, Dan, as far as I'm concerned, I think he handled it as best as he possibly can. I think Mary Jo Cords handled it very well. She asked to have facts and findings. What are the facts and findings? And the town has done tests. They've done water samples. They've done perk tests and everything. So
what is their argument?
It smells.
It smells?
It smells.
But nothing sanitary or health issue? Right?
No, there's no health issues there. The manure gets trucked off-site.
Okay.
It gets trucked off-site.
You sell the manure?
No, I don't sell it. I actually use it personally and put it. I use it on my own farmland. But it gets trucked off-site purposely so nothing happens to any wells and us. And we grow grass and pens that we don't use, so you call them drying them out. You dry them out. And
is there a possibility that a lawyer could find in your favor an angle looking at this is that this is a historical site and to preserve it as a farm, considering it goes back 200 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a farm. This is four generations here now of farms. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a goat farm, too, And that's one of their stings is they say, why aren't they near the goats? Well, then you go to religion. You know, you can't have a goat and a pig next to each other
and sell
them because they can't be an eye shot of, but I do have an attorney involved.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have to. I didn't really have a choice.
Keep us posted.
When I got served with papers, I really didn't have a choice to go get an attorney, you know? It tied me up. Take all my retirement.
Jesus.
It seems like this is how Cairo works. Every two or three years, there's a big kerfuffle like this where...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This same scenario is just replayed with different...
It's because I spoke avidly out against the zoning because, family-owned business, and we couldn't expand our shop more than 50% of what I already had. Most people got a two-car garage that's bigger than what I had to work out of. I was like, you're forcing me away from my land. I mean, I meet all setbacks and everything, but because it's...
You'd have to move to a new location?
I would have to move to a new location.
If you wanted to expand.
Yes.
Why?
But since then...
Because they would have to close the old location and rezone it?
And no, I would have had to, but since then they have...
Changed this rule.
They changed the rules since then. But I spoke very against zoning because of that main reason.
So this was one of the changes they made
in the new version.
They just redid the zoning after spending several years doing it in the first place and getting a lot of complaints about it being overly regulated.
Yeah, it's just, you know what, I just feel it's really too much government. And I think they're really, the government, I mean, you got to stop somewhere. My house is bought and paid for, but I'm renting it from the government, I feel like, all the time, and I got to ask permission to put something there. I don't feel that should be necessary.
True that.
I mean...
Yeah.
I'm not in an association or a development. If you want to live like that, go to Sleepy Hollow. There's places you can live like that. You know?
Then you get private lake access too.
Oh yeah, yeah. You get everything then, right? But you don't have the view of the beautiful mountains.
No. It's got a view of each other's houses.
Yeah, so you can look in the back door and, you know.
We've been asking, since we've both mostly been talking to business people in Cairo today, is there something that Cairo could do to help the start more businesses here? Or help your business?
Oh, you know what? Unfortunately, the town of Cairo is in the middle of Greene County. And there's not much it could do. We don't have waterfront. We don't have the ski slopes. We don't have anything, and everything seems to funnel back here. And I talk to people. The heroin epidemic around this town is absolutely horrible.
Well, that's a start right there.
I mean,
so you can get
rid of some of that.
People around, and they can get people with jobs that can buy stuff.
I ask people to work, and they can only work so many hours in a day because they don't want to lose their publicus. And I'm just like, all right, give me somebody else.
This is especially from the restaurants, we hear over and over again, they can't hire people. They want to hire people, but they can't find.
They cannot find anybody.
Back of the house especially. Kitchen guy worked 3 weeks and disappeared.
Yes.
What I find here in Cairo is that for young boys, the young men, growing up young men, what is there for them? There's nothing. I mean, the girls can at least come work in Slater's or in the donut place. But the boys tend not to go towards jobs like that, or McDonald's even.
I'll tell you right now, I always ask for somebody to come out of high school and come approach me. If you don't think you're going to feel like you're going to go to college, I never went to college, and I consider myself a pretty smart man. And you don't need to go to college to come and work in a field like I do with the oil burners and stuff like that. One day, working on a computer is going to be like working at McDonald's. Everybody wants to do it. People that work with their hands, there's not going to be many of them people left. Not many people are willing to walk in with dirty fingernails and dirty hands. They want their nice, pretty white shoes and their nice hoodies and everything else and walk around. And that's, you know what? That's not what America is going to grow on. America grew on people walking on steel and working.
Yeah, as fuel goes up, it's going to take more general ingenuity to maintain your house. You're going to have to learn how to cut corners. Not cut corners. You're going to have to learn how to save money in new ways because the endless fuel is going to eventually
slow
down.
It's going to eventually.
So you're going to have to, like, you know, you have to know how to use nails, you know? Maybe have a few animals.
You know, I mean, I look at some kids, I get them to come work, and they've never drove a lawnmower. But New York State says I can't put a guy on an engine until they're 18 years old.
Yeah.
Well, when I was 10, I was on a tractor driving a hay wagon around. I'm still here. I'm doing fine. You know? There shouldn't be a big deal with this. You know?
But still, as I said, there's very little opportunity for young men here.
There's not much, no. I mean, there's no... It's a seasonal town.
Yeah.
They get work on the mountain. You know,
it's seasonal.
But then you got
the resorts, which are changing over to the religious places now because it's dying down. People would rather get on a plane and go to Orlando and go to Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
But even the resorts, what do they hire during the summer? Maids to make the beds.
The resorts that are here are great resorts. I frequent them quite a bit, and they're thriving. The ones that are left here,
right.
And they were the ones that expanded with the times. They changed. They
adapted.
Put stuff in for children to work with. The playgrounds. You know, slides in their pools, and they're reasonably priced.
Right.
I mean, there's Glenbrook Farm and like Sunny Hill and Glens Falls House for less than $600. You get 3 meals a day and a roof, and you're in someplace different. That's not a bad deal for an adult. And then the prices change as you are a kid.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's you can't go away for that.
Yeah.
To come out of the city and have a family of four, you know, a trip to, you know,
but
Walt
still,
Disney World
yeah.
would be thousands of dollars for somebody to plan. I mean, that's hard.
But still, many of
you know, the only ones that can do that are the ones that get that huge income tax at the end of the year, and they're rich for a few days, and they go and do that. And I look at them and go, man, how do they do that? And I can't do that.
Yeah.
I work too hard, I think.
But still, I don't think they I don't think they publicize the area enough. I don't think they publicize the area enough. They're all talking about it's really a tourist area, but they're still not promoting it.
Well, there's nothing here anymore. There's no more game farm. There's nothing. What is there here? There's nothing planned for the town park in Caro. No balloon festival. No apple festival. There's no nothing planned here this year.
Really?
There's not an apple festival?
I don't believe so. I mean, don't quote me on it. I could be wrong, but
yeah, look it up.
There's no balloon festival. There's nothing here. Yeah. Why isn't there a farmer's market in the town of in the county farm?
I mean, the closest one they tried to do at the Milk Run parking lot, all the way out where I live in Oak Hill.
Well, they should.
It should have been where the 32 and the 23 meet.
Well, they tried to do something in front of the courthouse in Carroll. There's no parking. Why don't they put it down in the county farm where there's a roof over and a pavilion over their heads and they can do something? I don't know. You know.
We're here at the Dalton's Donuts in Caro, radio station WGXE.
And I got to go pay for my gas yet, guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They're waiting for me to pay my gas.
And what's the name of your pig farm again?
What's the name of your pig farm again? It's Rockmere Farm. Okay. Bruce Watson's Sons.
All right, we're all going to stay aware. And if you're out there
we'll
in Caro.
We'll be watching for the next Caro Town Board meeting.
Which is Monday night at 6:30.
If you have a side to stand up for, you should come out.
One way or the other. I'd like to hear it all.
Cool.
Thank you.
You better be careful. They might take your car away.
I know.
Right on. Thank you.
And you're listening to WGXC live from Dalton's Donuts in Caro.